Blue Mountains Resorts is planning a significant project to build dorm-style employee housing. Blue Mountain Resort President Dan Skelton was a delegation at the July 10 meeting of the Blue Mountains Council. He presented the resort's preliminary plan to build close to 300 units of employee housing at the base of the mountain on Scenic Caves Road. Skelton explained that each year the resort relies on 200 to 250 foreign workers and another 150 to 200 international travelers to staff its operations. During the peak winter season, the resort has a total of 1,800 employees, and in the summer that number is approximately 1,200 people. With an expansion of the village looming, it's likely the employee shortage will only worsen over time. "We're experiencing something that every resort community is experiencing," said Skelton. "We've become very dependent on international travelers and foreign workers." The resort does currently manage a number of units with approximately 220 beds in the mountain area to accommodate out-of-country staff. However, he noted that is not a permanent solution. Skelton said the resort has begun planning to use a piece of property it owns at Scenic Caves Road and County Road 19 for permanent employee housing and additional parking. "It is, in a number of ways, ideal for a staff housing complex," Skelton told council. The proposal would feature 258 dorm-style rooms, 41 suites, 140 restrooms, 37 kitchens and common space as well. The buildings would be 5 stories. He estimated the project would cost approximately $40 million. "It is a significant investment," said Skelton, who said the plan is still in the concept phase and the resort recently held an open house for area residents to introduce them to the idea. Skelton said the resort would like to see the project completed by 2026. "We have big development plans that will generate huge staffing needs," he said. 3 years from now, this needs to be in place. Members of council were generally supportive of the concept. "I applaud the efforts," said Deputy Mayor Peter Bourdignon. Council. Alex Maxwell said private sector efforts would be key in the efforts to address attainable and affordable housing. "The private sector is stepping up to solve the housing issue," said Maxwell. "It takes the pressure off of us."